Blog Talk Radio.
And all the way through the coach's badge, we got another week left. We're excited. Now make sure tonight you want to make sure and have two of your very best prospects on the conference call this evening. Now this evening we'll have the conference call on two different lines. We're going to have James Pruitt is going to be doing an awesome business presentation on the YTV company line. And if you don't have that number, let me give it to you very quickly. That number is 641-594-7505. And when you dial in, they'll give you the PIN, which is 601340. Now, that's going to be tonight at 8:30 Central Time and 9:30 Eastern Time. You'll want to make sure and have two of your very best prospects on that call tonight. But also, in Spanish, the call will be on this line, and that will be at 10 o'clock Central Time and 11 o'clock Eastern Time. And that's going to be given by Noah and Linda Matos and Fabian Martinez. So if you've got Spanish-speaking prospects, please make sure and have them on the call later on this evening where they can hear the whole presentation in Spanish. I want to make sure and give everyone a very, very big Thanksgiving love and gratitude, how much we all appreciate you very much. And let's go ahead now and bring on our leader. He is a man that has built his business from scratch. And as we're all believing, he's helping us all walk in faith and victory. And we're so thankful for him for doing that. Now, he is the wearer of the Diamonds Club President's Ring, and he is soon to be a fourth-level director. He is our millionaire mentor. Please help me welcome my husband, James Pruitt. Good morning.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, Marcy, and good morning to all of the champions on this line this morning. Good morning to you. I want to just say a very happy hump day Wednesday to you this morning. You know, it's just important, ladies and gentlemen, during this time of the year that we really stop and just sincerely give thanks for all that we have and rejoice in everything that we have and recognize where God has taken us from, and recognize and give thanks for where we are, and give thanks for where God is taking us and where we're going. You know, ladies and gentlemen, I just want to say I'm so proud to have been blitzing and blitzing and blitzing with the people on this call all the way to the coach's birthday bash, and what a special event that'll be to be on a ship exclusively with the top producers in the entire company in Power Team Production and Travel Booking. It's going to be such an honor to be on that ship, and I look forward to spending that special time with everyone on this call and be on that ship. You know, yesterday was just a very special day. You know, I'm just so proud of the members of this Jet Set team, and there are other people that are higher levels. There are other people maybe that joined earlier in a different place. But I think as far as pure talent goes, pure talent, where we got the most talented people in the entire company and the most talented leaders, pure talent, I'm telling you, it was just wonderful, the call that happened yesterday. And the beautiful thing is, folks, you have to understand, no one knew any of the questions or scenarios that were coming to them yesterday. And it's just so wonderful to hear all the steps happen in the recruiting system, just so natural from these people. And the reason you heard it that way, because this is what we do each and every day. And you got a chance to just get a little glimpse in that. You know, I want to pause for a second and just bring on my partner in success. Make sure we get this call started off just right. He is a multiple President's Club ring wearer, big-time bonus earner, everybody's hero. Please help me welcome third-level director, ladies and gentlemen. Good morning, Roland Latouris.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. James, man, I'm just excited. You're right, man. I'm just excited. I'm just so thankful for being on this call with all these excellent leaders and just the people who are just looking for something different. Those are people who really want to make this work, James. It's just so exciting. And, James, you know what? Tomorrow's Thanksgiving, and I'm hungry now.
Roland, you've got a lot of thanks to give, and so do I. And, Roland, I was just so impressed yesterday. You know, we had, Roland, I remember a couple of years ago, maybe a year ago, we conducted something called the Jet Set Director Academy. That's a call specifically designed to take people from good to great. We made that Director Academy into a tape series. We offered it last year at our Harvest is Plenty convention. And I've just seen so many people there that were able to purchase that tape series. And, you know, everybody we heard from yesterday has been through the Jet Set Director Academy. And you heard the skill level, that just the polishedness that our people have. It was just awesome. Well, you've been through two semesters of the Jet Set Director Academy. And I know I throw things to you, Roland, you don't know they're coming, and you just take it all in stride and keep on going. It takes talent, man, real talent to do that. And Roland, wasn't it awesome to hear Craig Sweet, to hear Rachel Moore, to hear Corona March, to hear Devon and Cheryl McCullough yesterday handling all those situations on the spot, how smooth they were? Did you hear that? Did you hear that, Roland?
Man, James, I was so proud, and I had a smile on my face so wide, man, and it's just the fact that they were able to take every situation that we gave them, and they like you said, they did not know there were the answer coming, and they were able to take every situation, and because they do it, they deal with, see, we all deal with the same questions, you know, the same rejections, you know, after a while, you get comfortable, and I was just proud to see these leaders, and that's why they are directors. You know, everybody on the call we had yesterday were directors, and, you know, and there's a reason they're directors, because they know exactly what to say, they know how to stick to the routine, and just keep it simple.
You know, Roland, the average person would have flinched in some of those circumstances, and, you know, and not only did they not flinch, but stood up proud and handled that situation and move in, and everybody, I received so many texts, Roland, so many phone calls from people saying just how impressed they were and what they learned so much. I thought it was a DJ on KBLITZ. Like, hits keep on coming. People were calling and calling. We decided, Roland, to bring that same call back and do part two today. So I've asked those very same cast of superstar directors to be on the phone this morning. I just want to do a quick roll call and see who's here. Craig Sweet, are you on the line?
I'm here, James.
Rachel Moore, are you there?
Present.
Karol March, are you on the line?
Present.
Devon McCullough, are you there?
I'm here, James.
Cheryl McCullough, are you there?
Yes, I am.
It's so good to have all of you on the line. Boy, yesterday was just so fantastic. You know, I heard so many people come in and just tell me what they learned from that. I just want to commend each and every one of you so much so that we want to kind of do it again, keep this call going one more day of the same scenarios. Now, Roland, I'm going to turn it over to you to create a scenario and using some of the cast members that we have on the line so people can just hear a glimpse inside of these conversations and how they go and how situations get handled. So I'm going to turn it over to you, Roland, and just create the situation and let's move right in.
Okay, great, James. I would love to. Yesterday we had a situation on the call where I think Rachel was approaching Vaughn with a presentation and Craig, and, you know, Vaughn was a millionaire. But this time we're going to change it around. We're going to have Craig Sweet. He's going to approach Vaughn this time. And this time, Vaughn, you don't have the money right now. So, you know, Craig Sweet, you're going to tell Vaughn about the business and see how you deal with that. Okay, you guys got it?
You got it.
Okay, go ahead.
Hey, what's up, Vaughn? How you doing?
How are you, Craig?
Hey, buddy, man, I just, I tell you, bro, I know you got a chance to take a look at the business tonight, and tell me, man, what did you like the most about what you saw?
Well, I really, really like the marketing part. I'm not a big traveler. I like the marketing part.
Oh, man, that's amazing, because that's really one of the reasons why I got in as well. You know, a lot of opportunity to make money. Well, I tell you what, man, we really are looking for people that are ready to lock down and get started. And, you know, the holidays are here before us, man, and I'd like to see if we can set some goals for you. You know, are you able to make a move tonight? I mean, what do we need to do in order to get you plugged into the system tonight?
Well, what exactly do I have to do to get plugged in tonight?
And all it's going to cost you is just that small $4.99 to get started.
Ooh, $4.99.
Yeah, man, it's $440. Can you believe that you can have a business that can pay you? You know, like James and Marcia Pruitt, they're $1 million earners, and that's all they had to pay. I'm excited about that too, man. Only $499 to have a business where you're in business for yourself but not by yourself. You know, the great thing about it, Vaughn, is that, you know, as soon as you walk out this door from this meeting tonight, man, when you walk on the other this side of the door, you're going to have your own website up and running. You're going to be able to be able to call people immediately before you leave my house for this travel party, and you're going to have you're going to be able to tell them to go to your website. All we have to do is just get a little information, man. Are you ready to get started?
You know, Craig, I really, really want to get started with this business, but, you know, I mean, Christmas right around the corner. I mean, my son wants the PlayStation 3, and my wife is expensive, and, you know, the $500, I'm having a little problem putting my hand on that.
Well, I tell you what, man, I definitely can understand that, and I can relate to it, man. My mindset was like that as well. And then, you know, one of the guys that I know by the name of James Pruitt, man, he really broke it down to me of the importance of getting involved, because see, this could be the very best year Christmas wise that you can, you know, buy a PlayStation every single day next year, and your expensive wife, man, you know, she deserves that. You know, she's royalty because she's your wife. So you should be in a position to be able to, you know, give her that black American Express, you know, and have her to go out and just have her way every single day. Man, Christmas should be every day for your family, but you got to do more in order to have more, Vaughn. And what I understand, man, is that, you know, I just understand that people do what they really, really, really want to do. And what I need to do is maybe I haven't done my job well enough because, you know, I think that the value of this business, if you just think about it, like I said before, for only $499, you're going to be able to have a business that we can sit down and partner up before we leave this room, and I can show you how you can get your money back within 72 hours. How does that sound?
That sounds real good, Craig. I remember you saying something about helping me get my money back real quick. I mean, 72 hours. I didn't really buy that PlayStation yet, so maybe I can use that money. But you sure you're going to help me?
Man, that, you know, the good thing about it, Vaughn, is that, and that's really why I really like you, man, because, you know, I want you to hold me accountable to it. When you get involved with our business, really, that's when the business starts. Paying your money, man, that's just a formality. But really, when you get in the system, that's really where I'm going to help you and assist you, and we're going to team up, and I just need you to help me help you, and we're going to take this thing to the next level, man. I want you to set a goal, and I said 72 hours, but I really think that you can get into your power team and get into a very good money-making situation in less than that. Let's shoot for 48 hours and see if we can get there, all right?
Well, it sounds like you're gonna help me make my Christmas better. I didn't get my wife that coach bag yet, so I'm going to use that money. So come on by later, and I'll get it.
Boy, you guys are so good, man. You guys are so good, so good. I love doing this. Let's do this all day, every day. I'm just kidding. That was really, really good. What I want to do now is kind of create a situation where Corone March is chatting with Rachel Moore about joining the business, and Rachel is coming along good. She's excited. She likes what she sees. She's ready to get started. And then Corone is going to introduce Rachel to Cheryl for a three-way and just help her get going. So let's create that scenario. Corone, can you take it away and just kind of pass the three-way over to Cheryl McCullough?
Sure, no problem. Hey, Rachel, how's it going?
Hey, Corone.
What's up, girl?
Man, on that call?
Did you do what?
Were you on that conference call?
Oh, yeah, I heard the whole thing.
Man.
James, where's he from?
He is from Texas. Can you believe that gentleman is actually working directly with us? We're part of that team. Man, this is amazing. What did you like about it?
Well, I like to travel, and I'm really looking for a way that I can make extra money because what I'm doing right now is just not getting it done. So I want something that's real. There's been a lot of things out there before, a lot of hype. A lot of promises companies make or different seminars I've been to. And I've never really met anyone that I've known face-to-face or even gotten to talk to on the phone with someone who's really, really actually made money in one of these businesses, except for the guy standing out front, you know?
Wow. Well, you know what? That's so funny. That's so funny. I know exactly how feel. I mean, I felt the same way because I've heard these stories, but until I found out that we have people right here, Rachel, right here, who are having the type of success that we want. I mean, we have a young lady who actually went to school with you. She was a year ahead of you. Her name is Cheryl McCullough. I don't know if you remember her, but let me tell you what this has done in this business. I mean, she's a national director, and, Rich, I don't know if you know this, but the average national director makes an average of $29,000 per month. I mean, this lady is knocking them out. She is so powerful. But what I really, really love is that she has locked arms with me, and she said, you know what, Corona, I am committed to helping you and anybody because she has such a passion. I mean, she's a ton of fun, Rachel, because, you know, she's a whole lot like you, but what's really impressive is she knows the facts, and I would love to talk on and on, but you know what, she could definitely do this a whole lot better. Let me see. I know she's a very busy woman, but let me see if I can get a hold of you. Maybe you guys can kind of chit-chat. You know, maybe you'll remember who she is, and she'll remember you. Hold on 1 second. Let me see if I could get her. Cheryl?
Hello.
Hey, Cheryl, how you doing?
Hi, Carole.
Hey, how's it going?
Oh, everything is good. How are you?
Oh, great, great. Listen, do you have a minute for a three-way?
Oh, sure, sure, most certainly. I was just running out, but, you know, when it comes to the business, girl, I put my brake on everything.
Okay, good. Well, listen, I got this hot prospect. She's super excited. And it's so funny. She went to school with you, like she's a year behind you, because she's really looking for somebody who's, you know, right here that she can kind of touch and feel who's having success. I told her all about you. Honey, I put wings on you. But her name is Rachel Moore. I'm going to click over and get her on the phone.
Okay? That's fine.
Rachel?
Yeah, I'm here.
Girl, guess what? I got lucky. I got her on the phone. Hold on. Click. Rachel, this is Cheryl. Cheryl,
hello.
This is Rachel.
Hi, Rachel.
Hey, Cheryl. What's up, girl?
Oh, I'm great. How are you?
I'm good. I'm pretty excited about the business that Corona told me about. I don't know what took her so long to let me in on it.
Oh, wow.
I think you guys are onto something here.
It's one thing that I do learn in this business, Rachel, is that nothing happens before the time. It's all about timing, and I'm glad that you take the time out to look at this business opportunity because I myself looked at it about a year and a half ago, and I can't begin to tell you the changes that's happening in our lives, myself and my family. You know, you said you like the travel part of it. Well, you're in the right place at the right time because me, myself, I wasn't able to travel. And this business has opened up a whole avenue for us, myself and my family, to be able to take those trips that we dreamt of. You know, if you're looking financial freedom, we also have another side to the business where you can do just that. And I know you said you've been there and done that, but there's never, ever such thing like this company. I don't know if you really, really had a chance to look deep. You know, you're talking about a company that provides a bill of rights, something you don't see out there. You know, it's just a vehicle that can help you, Rachel. And I really don't know what your circumstances are, but, you know, this can help you if it's a new home, a new car, you want to move, it's just a wonderful vehicle that can help you. You know, I know you remember me somewhat from high school. You might not quite remember who I am, but, girl, I don't even do that 9-to-5 thing anymore. I quit my job September of 06. I can actually get out of bed when I'm finished sleeping. You don't know the feeling. You know, really, really, really look deep into this, Rachel. It's a one. The support system is out of this world.
Okay, can I ask you a question? You left your job? You left your full-time job?
Oh, yes, I did, girl.
How long did it take you to be able to do that?
Only 4 months into it. I started this business May of 06.
Okay.
And
I wanna get
September,
started,
I quit
Cheryl.
My job.
Listen, I want to get started. Here's what I'm going to do. I remember looking at the information, and I know that I know people who would want to do this business. And at 6, the presentation said that your website is free. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to call up all my friends tonight, and I'm going to find 6 people that want to do it. And then I'll call you guys in the morning and invest, and I'll have my 6 people with me. You know, as soon as I get started, I'll be coming in with my 6.
Well, you know what? That's a wonderful thing. But let's say it doesn't even work that way. You don't have the six up front. Get in. You know, the key is to get started. And you have Karome right there. She's an awesome, awesome leader. You know, she has several accomplishments herself. She's also a national director. And we're here to help you. So if you're serious about this business, we're going to help you make that money.
All right. Sounds like a plan. Karome?
Well, you guys are just so good just to hear you ladies and how you work. And, boy, Rachel, well, you can be on either side of that line, Rachel, and just do such a good job. Karome, the elements you used in the three-way were just fantastic. Cheryl, your use of edification and painting a picture and sketching up the dream was just fantastic. Way to go. Roland, I want to kind of pass it over to you, Roland, create another scenario. Use any one of the members you want to. Take it away, Roland.
Okay, great. What's the scenario that I would like to do right now? Okay, let's have it's Thanksgiving tomorrow. Okay, we all are going to be around family members and friends, and some family members already know that we're in the business, and we want to probably just like, you know, reintroduce them to the business, and you know, obviously they're going to ask us, well, how's that working for us? You know, and so these friends, it's been a year later, we're at Thanksgiving dinner. Let's see, Vaughn, you're going to be a sarcastic person talking to Craig Sweet and over Thanksgiving, and Craig, you're going to bring it back up to Vaughn that you're in the business, and Vaughn, you're going to, you know, ask those typical questions that a family or friend might ask after being in the business for a while. You understand, guys?
We got it.
All right, go ahead.
Okay, I guess we're at the table and Vaughn's, you know, across the table, and I'm asking him to pass me some potatoes, the mashed potatoes. Hey, Vaughn, how you doing, buddy?
I'm good, Craig. How are you? How things been going?
Oh, man, things are good, man. Hand me those mashed potatoes, bro.
There you go.
Hey, man, I tell you what, business, man, surely is going good, man. What you got going on these days?
You know, I'm working. You know,
oh, okay.
Working.
Same old, huh?
Yeah, same old. I can't really complain.
And I understand. Well, man, I tell you what, things are just really starting to change financially for me, man. Things are really going well now. My business is starting to really pick up. You still pretty dry on not taking a look, man. Are you ready to look at this business?
So that business you was doing before, that's still working for you?
Man, I tell you what, man, it couldn't be any better. In fact, you know, I'm looking for people right now aggressively. I'm looking for some people that want to pick up an extra 10 grand, man, in free insurance, man. You know anybody that does that and want to do that?
Well, I mean, it sounds good, but I'm not a salesman, and you know, my wife told me that you guys be out there, you know, selling travel and stuff, and I'm just not a salesman.
Man, I tell you what, that's I'm glad you told me that, man. Maybe that's why you didn't look before, because we don't sell, man. We just expose. You know, we get paid to do what we already do. You know, in fact, there's people out there, man, that's selling juices and diet cookies and diet patches and stuff, man. We don't do that, and a lot of times people just think because of our structure that that's what we do, man. But we really need to sit down, man. Maybe after the holidays, man, let's get together, man. I'd like to show you what we're doing.
Well, how much money are you making? I mean, I know you can't just be sitting home like that. You got to do some kind of work. I mean, how much money are you making?
Well, I tell you what, I make enough, man, to drive a couple of Mercedes, and I just bought a new one, and you know, I don't work, and you know, I go outside and check my mail about 2 o'clock in my house coat, man, every day, and you know, life is good, man. Things are really, really wonderful, man. I will tell you this, you know, it's not easy, man. You know, I am in a business. You know, this is not a thing or a deal. This is. This is a true business, man. So we really do go out there and make things happen. But you know, compared to going out and working at Xerox like I did for 15 years, man, it's a breeze.
Okay. Well, I guess I could sit down and look at it. I mean, I'm working this 9-to-5 job, and I know it got to be a better way. I mean, I feel like, you know, my boss, he always on vacation, and I'm always at work.
Well, just imagine being able to. For your boss to go on vacation and you get paid, man, I think that's a wonderful thing. And we'll talk about it, man. Let's let's go ahead and finish up eating, man, and we'll talk about it after the holidays. I think you and I really need to sit down and talk, man. I got something for you. Really, it's better than I thought, man. Last year I was clueless, man. I didn't really understand how things was working, man. But I really think I found what we've been looking for, man. And I want to talk to you and your wife about it.
Well, if you only getting up and going to the mailbox in your bathrobe, but you're not going to work, I think we need to talk maybe after dinner. We don't have to wait till after the holidays.
Man, that sounds like a plan, man. But shoot, in fact, pass me some turkey, man.
What a great job that was. Again, you know, just to hear the natural transition. You know, I guess sometimes when you listen to these calls, it sounds like it just goes so perfect and it's so planned out. But, you know, yesterday, you know, when Rachel did, when she was talking with Cheryl and Carone, you know, and they were coming at her pretty hard, you know, and how she handled that and the way you handle that, Craig, just seems so easy. Believe me, it is that easy, ladies and gentlemen. When you just follow the natural steps of the system and peak interest and don't go overboard. Why don't we just have Craig, why don't you create a situation, if you will, for some of the all-star cast on this call?
Okay, I tell you what I'd like to do, man, is do one for you, because it's one, James, that you helped me with, man, and it really has been a very, very big help for me, because a lot of people on the phone have these on their vehicle, and that is a car sign. So what I'd like to do is maybe have Rachel. Rachel is going to call you off of this sign. They're going to call the number off the sign, and it's going to be you, James Pruitt, that answers. And I just want Rachel to just, you know, ask, you know, what does this mean, or what, you know, what's going on with this home-based business? Go ahead, Rachel.
Okay. Bling, bling.
Hello.
Hi. My name is Rachel, and I was driving down the expressway, and I saw a Hummer, and it had a sign on it, and this was the number. I caught most of the sign, but I was calling to find out more about the business or the job or whatever.
Awesome, Rachel. Well, my name is James. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
Wonderful. I'm doing great, Rich. I'm going to just ask you a couple of questions before we begin. Let me ask you, what was it about the advertisement that you saw that piqued your interest enough to call?
Well, I didn't catch all of it, but it said something about making money. And I don't know, I was thinking maybe it was like a job or something, or because I'm in a position right now where I'd like to get involved with something of my own that I can make extra money with, you know, extra $500 or $1,000 a month.
Well, very good. I'm glad you called, Rachel. Let me ask you another question. What do you do right now for a living?
Right now I'm a school teacher.
Okay. Outstanding, Rachel. Wow, that's excellent. That's perfect. Okay. Well, let me tell you what we have here, Rachel. We have an internet business with absolutely no employees you'll ever have to manage. There are no products you ever have to touch or handle or deliver, and there's no products that you have to buy every month. It's nothing like that, but it is something that you can do from home on your own schedule in the exciting, fastest-growing industry, which is the industry of travel. You know how most people go to the internet to book their travel nowadays?
Yeah, I do that.
People don't realize that they could be getting paid for that. Let me take about 30 seconds and just kind of tell you a little bit about, real quick, about 30 seconds about my experience with this business. You know, my wife and I were in corporate America working hard, really carving out a good life for each other and for our family, and we decided to start a family and have children. It was after the children were born that we began to realize it seemed like all we're really doing is working and working, just don't have enough time for our family. So we're Christians, didn't know what to do, so we just begin to pray for God to bring something in our life that would allow us to really more time with our family. I read a book by Robert Kiyosaki called Rich Dad, Poor Dad, and they started talking about things like leverage, where you work less but earn more, and talked about the importance of building a passive residual income. And these are something we didn't know about. So right about that time, our daughter's first grade teacher told my wife about this business. She told me about it, and I was really skeptical and negative at first, and she had me just take a look at it, and we really liked, Rich, and what we saw. We got started right away, and I'll never forget, it was that first month working a couple of hours a week. We made $1,800. The second month, we made $3,400. 6 months later, we were both able to completely retire from our full-time corporate careers and really just been working our business together from home as a couple for the last 3 years or so. And in the last 12 months, this business has paid us and our family a little over $1 million. But what's happened along the way, Rachel, is we really developed a sincere, genuine passion for helping other people do the same thing. So keep in mind, Rachel, I'm not a salesman or anything like that, but I really want to talk to you that if you're really open and take a look at something that could really change some things for you, we're really looking for sharp people, Rachel, that would like to make at least $10,000 a month, be able to stay home with their family and have free insurance. Is that you?
Okay.
What I'd like to do, because I'm not a salesman or anything, I'd like to give you a little bit of information, have you take a look at it all by yourself in a non-sales, non-persuasive environment, and after you see the information, you and I can chat again, and you can just let me know whether you like what you see or not. Is that fair enough?
Okay. What are you actually doing, and how many people are actually doing this?
What a great question.
What are you actually going to be doing every day or whatever?
What a great, great question. Do me a favor, if you would. Can you grab a pen?
Yeah.
Okay, write this down for me. T-H-E, theharvestisplenty.net. Theharvestisplenty.net. See, the information and the question that you're asking is all contained in a real quick preview. So I want you just to go there, see the preview, and then you and I will be able to chat really on a more intelligent level. Once you've kind of got a glimpse on the inside, you can ask them some real direct questions. So why don't I give you a few minutes to do that? Now, it only takes about 20 minutes to see this preview. When do you think you might have 20 minutes to take a look at this, just a quick preview, to see if you like what you see or not? Can you do that this evening?
Well, yeah, I got to I can do it now. Like, and I'm scrubbing my floor. And when I'm done scrubbing the floor, then I'm going to turn on the high speed and get on there. And
okay.
Then I'll be available probably in the next hour and a half.
Okay, perfect. I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll call you. Look down at your watch right now, an hour and a half from now. And that way you have a chance to see it, jot down a question or two. But I look forward to chatting with you. I'll call you right back. I need to grab this call. But I'll give you a call back in about an hour and a half. I'll talk with you then, Rachel. Thanks so much.
All right. Nice meeting you, James.
My true pleasure. What an excellent, excellent thing to create, Craig, the call from the sign on the car. I'll never forget the first time someone called me, and I was so surprised. I didn't know what to say. I was just dumbfounded. But after doing so many of these calls, you kind of get the hang of it. You know, Roland, this has been, again, just an extremely informative call to hear the dynamics being gone through and the steps that are being gone through so effortlessly by the talented squad that we have on this call. And I hope this has been a benefit for everyone. I want to just turn the call over to you, Roland, and maybe you might want to turn it over to Rachel or somebody on this call to close it out. Before I do, I just want to say to everybody, have a wonderful, wonderful Thanksgiving holiday, and really enjoy the people that you love most, because we do this business so that we can spend more time with those people that we love the most. So I'm going to turn it over to you, Roland. Take it away, my friend.
James, I would love to. But first, before we turn this call over to Rachel and have Rachel close it, what I would like to do, James, I would like to just create another small, small scenario. And we're going to feature you, and we're going to feature Craig Sweet. Now, this scenario here, James, is that very key person, that sharp person, my pastor, you know, that I've been trying to get in contact with, and I can't get through the back door. It's that very, very busy, sharp person. Now, we don't want to shut a presentation. We just want to pique their interest and get a meeting date. And just 3 minutes, you know, conversation. And what will I need to say to that pastor or to that very sharp person to pique their interest to get a meeting set up? And James, Craig is going to be the pastor, or Craig's going to be that sharp person, and you're just going to pique his interest just for 3 minutes, you know, to get him to want to sit down with you and talk more about this business. Because I know sometimes we see it like, you know, pastor, we're like, what do I say? If he's there, I only have a 3-minute window. What can I say to have him say, listen, I want to meet with you, talk to my secretary? And I think that's very, very important, because we all get intimidated by a person sometimes that we want to say the right thing. Can you do a scenario before we close the call? Just 3 minutes.
I think I got it. I'm ready. Pastor Sweet, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hey, I want you to know it's a tremendous honor to chat with you, Pastor Sweet. And what I would like to do is just real quickly, for just a moment, I'd like to share with you something that's been a tremendous blessing to ministries all across the country, and I'm talking pastors, evangelists,
bishops, ministries, and all those from big giant ministry like T.D. Jakes, Joyce Meyer, Eddie Long, to medium-sized ministries and just all sorts of ministries. I'm talking about being a blessing to the tune of hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars in a matter of months. And I'd like to know if you might just be able to stop for a moment and take a look at what God is doing through so many ministries across the country. And I just want to make sure that you're really aware of what's going on. Do you think you and I may be able to chat about how I personally can be a blessing to your ministry financially?
Well, James, it sounds good, but man, I'm just so busy. I'm doing all of my evangelistic work across the country and being blessed. And man, I tell you, how much time is it going to take in order for us to sit down and go through this?
Well, you know, the time that it takes to really sit down is really completely up to you, whether you want to sit down for 10 minutes, 5 minutes. But what I would like for us to do is just really to get together, and I want you to see something. I'm going to give you some information that you can kind of go to on your own or on your own schedule at your leisure and just take a real quick preview of what I'm talking about. And then just perhaps you and I can get together, and I'd be willing to come by there and to your office to make it convenient for you, and we can just kind of sit down and share a little time. And I just want to be able to show you how Scripture is being fulfilled, where we're actually redirecting funds away from secular organizations and companies back into the kingdom of God and what God is really doing. I was hoping that maybe I could give you some information you can kind of go to on your own this evening or at your leisure. And then maybe tomorrow I can kind of stop by, and I've got something I'd like to give to you as a gift as well to you and your ministry to use however you will. And maybe we can get some time just to kind of sit down and chat and take a thorough look at the business, and more than just looking at the business, but see how you and I feel about each other, you know, what we see in each other spirit to spirit, not just looking at the business per se, but really get a chance to get a feel for one another and see if God might be able to put something together between what you're trying to accomplish, what we're accomplishing here, and really do something just tremendous. You think maybe we have an opportunity to put that together?
Yes, James, what's that number? What number you got for me, the information?
Okay, well, it's going to be a website that we created.
Okay.
Features spiritual, mental, and financial empowerment. And this website is really a reflection of what we've committed our lives to at this point. Let me give you the name. It's just like the biblical scripture, the harvest is plenty. Not plentiful, but the harvest is plenty. And make sure you put the T-H-E, the "the" is very important. The harvest is plenty. And I want you just to go there. You'll see where it says step 3. This is an overview, a real quick snapshot of what we're talking about. Tomorrow I'm going to bring something by that you'll be able to give away or to use yourself for you and the First Lady, just as a token of my appreciation, just so we can sit down and chat and you can really see what God is doing through this incredible business, through this incredible people that I'm associated with in this incredible company. And I look forward to seeing you tomorrow. I'm going to have to run, Pastor, but maybe about 2 o'clock tomorrow I can stop by. That will give you an opportunity to kind of take a preview with that. Would 2 o'clock be okay with you?
That sounds good, James. I'm already on the site, and, man, I tell you, I really like the direction you guys are going in, and we're just looking forward to sitting down with you.
Okay, fantastic. Well, I look forward to seeing you tomorrow at 2, and I'll be sure and bring that. And thanks so much for sharing some time with me. Roland, I'm going to pass it back over to you.
Wow, man, what an awesome way. Man, Ray James just piqued the interest of the pastor, and he also let him know how it would be a blessing to his ministry. And then he also validated the business by letting him know what other pastors were involved. And Craig just did an awesome job. He chose from being a pastor to a bishop. I like his pastor impersonation. Well, guys, this was lovely. It was wonderful. And we're going to do something very, very special. We're going to turn this call over to Rachel Moore to go ahead and share a few things and close out this call the way she normally does.
Hey, everybody. I feel honored to get an opportunity to come in at the end and just give everybody a boost for their day and through the holidays. I want everybody to really remember that now going into the end of December, going into, I mean, the end of
November and with Thanksgiving and everything coming on, a lot of shopping going on, and coming into Christmas and the New Year, you guys will be going to a lot of gatherings. It's going to be the perfect time to reconnect with people, get back in touch, collect phone numbers, collect emails, and even show the business to some people. You know, you can give out some of these videos and stuff like that as gifts. You can give it along with a gift. Make sure that you say something that's moving, touching, and inspiring. That's going to move the person to actually look into what it is you're giving them. People these days, everybody, they're looking for something. They need something, but they're in a rut. Many people are in a rut, and just mentally they don't realize how they're not open. And it's our jobs as leaders, as people that are going out to really, really help other people, to help people get through their own mess. And the only way you can do that is with action, 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 every day, all day, in some way. Now, a lot of you may hear the different directors and people on the call that sound so good at doing things and saying things and with their comebacks, but guess what? We didn't get this stuff out of a book. We didn't get this stuff from studying, searching the internet, asking people how they're doing it, writing out scripts, and preparing and preparing and preparing. We got the skills that we have, and we're constantly getting better, but we develop these skills through action, through getting out there and doing it, through getting rejected, giving each other pep talks, standing each other back up on their feet, and that's your job. That's your job to go out and do for your team, to go out and do for your family. When people get egged in the face or they get rejected or they get their feelings hurt, help them stand back up. Don't go into a negative pity party with anybody. Remind them of what their dreams are and let them know that, listen, if you get back into action, you'll soon forget about whatever it is that went on and however you got rejected. Just know that your future is yours. You have control of your own life. Everybody gets one. It's not a dress rehearsal. Each person on this line, we have our own life. We don't know when it will finish. We cannot go out and let other people control our lives. Their job is to control their lives. They make the decisions for them. You make the decisions for you. So what you want to do, class, is make the right decisions as often as you can. Your decisions have a domino effect, and you want to stay in motion. It's your recovery time. When things go wrong, it's your recovery time that determines how well you have been developing with your personal development and your business development in this business. Stay close to your leaders and just know that this is the time, everybody, where everyone else is going to go through a lull. In December, everybody's going to relax and go out and buy gifts and get off target. And this is your opportunity to get a head start on everyone else for the new year, when this thing is going to be hot from January to April. It's going to be rolling. People are going to have their New Year's resolution to lose weight and to make more money, and they're also going to be getting their tax refund checks. That's going to be rolling. You don't want to go into that time by yourself. You want to go into that time with momentum, with a team that's moving. Plant seeds all through December. Go out and let's have a blast through the end of this year, and have a great year in 08. I'd like to thank you guys for letting me close this call, and I have a great, great day.
Excellent call, excellent call. One of the oldies but goodies, but a great, great call. Great role play again this morning. You know, I got a lot out of that, especially about the sign, and then also the one talking to a pastor. Monty, you there? We got about 2 minutes left.
I am, Satali.
Hey. How'd you feel about the call this morning?
Man, I tell you, what an awesome training tool. And people that missed this really missed a jewel, man. Should have been on the call.
Yeah, I like the way he handled the sign piece, because that's one of my next investments for my van, is, you know, putting the sign on the side. You know, and I always say, well, you know, what do you say when someone calls? I mean, it's the same with, you know, you have a flyer out there, you know, when someone calls, you know, and it's like the way he said, you know, you're looking for people that want to earn an extra $10,000 in free insurance. You know, and who's going to say no to that?
Man, I tell you what, just to be 8 o'clock in the morning, 7 o'clock for some people, and on, but just to be able to hear this stuff first thing in the morning, so you know you're going to walk out the door soon, and you've got some information now, you've got a way to talk to people. I mean, it's just so inspiring, Stanley.
Yeah, Yeah, and, you know, a lot can be happening this weekend. This is the 4th of July weekend, and so, you know, yeah, people are going to be at cookouts and stuff. I got one I'm going to Sunday, and it just gave me some more techniques to, you know, to add to some of the ones I already had so that when I go out Sunday and with my magazines and, you know, being able to share with people and piquing interest and following up, I got a new person I'll be signing up Monday. So, you know, momentum is really pushing, and my wife is really doing a great job getting magazines up. We got 10 seconds left. Any closing comments, Monty?
Well, folks, get busy. Get on this call and get busy.
All right. Hey, everybody, enjoy your weekend. And also, I'm cheering for, I hope, well, Venus and Serena will be playing each other. I'd like to see Venus be able to win again and get Wimbledon two times in a row. Peace and blessings, everyone.